Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Navkar Corporation Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Navkar Corporation Limited. From the management, we are happy to have with us here today Mr. Anish Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nitin Sharma, General Manager, Finance, and Mr. Kunal. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Anish Maheshwari for the opening comment. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon and warm welcome to everyone present on the call. Thanks to PhillipCapital again. I'd like to give insights on the results of current quarter. It is pleasant to express that current quarter also, the business of company continues the level of operations after revival mode with the levels of quite par to the last as well as the last year as well as the last quarter. In the scenario of global crisis due to Ukraine-Russia war, where the agri business was impacted huge manner worldwide, it is observed that operating levels of this quarter are almost in line with the previous quarter, but with the slight decline of 5.7% in the top line of the company from the last quarter, but the same has risen on yearly basis from 673 crores to 860 crores, means a rise by 28%. The priority of the company is to improve the profitability in line with the natural growth of the business volume in current units of the company. The elements of the revenue company during the quarter as are follow. In case of PFT, comparing the annual figures, volume of in case of ICD and the PFT at Dome, the annual figure volume of import container handled rose by 11.2% from 104,033 TEUs to 115,720 TEUs, and in case of exports, it rose by 37.8% from 55,377 TEUs to 76,329 TEUs. Now, coming to the current quarters wise, volume of import containers handled rose by 6.1% from 28,583 TEUs to 30,335 TEUs on a QOQ basis and from 37,462 TEUs on YOY basis. This is the same, down by 19%, and the volume of export container handled rose by 10.1% from 17,573 TEUs to 19,346 TEUs on QOQ basis and from 17,345 TEUs YOY basis. The same is increased by 11.5%. At CFS, comparing the annual numbers, volume of imports handled rose by 23% from 103,226 TEUs to 127,042 TEUs, and in case of exports, rose by 18.8% from 85,822 TEUs to 101,988 TEUs. Quarter-wise, volume of imports container handled stands 30,430 TEUs from 36,950 TEUs on QOQ basis, which is declined by 21%, and from 32,388 TEUs YOY basis, the same down by 6.4%. Volume of exports handled increased by 2% from 28,469 TEUs to 29,084 TEUs on QOQ basis and from 28,000 TEUs on a YOY basis, which is slightly increased by 1.2%. In case of CFS PFT, the number of trains handled is 1,012 trains in FY21-22 comparing to 972 in last year. In quarter-wise comparison, number of trains handled stayed 184 in this quarter comparing to last quarter, 256 trains. In case of ICD PFT, the same stayed 2,699 in comparison to 2,177 in preceding year, which coming to quarter-wise figure 657 in comparison to 668 in last quarter. Comparing the same with YOY basis, the trains handled were 324 in CFS PFD and 774 in ICD PFD, which is overall increased by 23%. Coming to the exim turnover, the same rose by 21.9% from 304 crore to 371 crore, and the domestic turnover rose by 62% from 92 crore to 149 crore for the ICD. And the exim turnover for CFS, CFS rose by 14.9% from 2,024 crore to 258 crore, and the domestic turnover rose by 49% from 38 crore to 56 crore. Taking overall quarter, which comparison from exim and the domestic turnover in front of this, exim rose by 159.15 crore to 161 crore and QOQ basis means 1.3, and this is fall by 4.4% that same quarter last year, 168.28 crore. Domestic turnover stands at 39.77 crore in comparison to rupees 55 crore QOQ basis, and the same was 44 the last year. There are certain facts telling the performance of the company in the quarter of which why. First is that the volume of TEUs down at CFS, but had grown at Vapi ICD. Domestic business is also down in this quarter by 15 crore on QOQ basis, but in line with Q4 for the preceding years. The reason for this such decrease on quarter basis is that some customer for domestic turnover dealing in fertilizers and have ammonia as main product, which is import from Europe. This supply is at halt in current times due to the war situations between Ukraine and Russia war. The supply will be resumed in the second quarter of this running year. Company is committed to the path of growth to expand the client base in the exim as well as the domestic turnover. In terms of revenue and the business, this quarter stand to be little above the level in last one. There were challenges post the COVID, but era up, but the performance of the company was positive in terms of maintaining the growth business volume. Operating profit of this year stands at 298.9 crores compared to 238 crores, which is raised, rose by 25.4%, and the same in the current quarter, stands 76.12 crores in comparison with 77 crores preceding, which is slightly down by 1.7%. EBITDA margins for whole year is 194 crores comparing to 141.4 crores for last year, with a great rise of 37%. The same in current quarter stands 48.22 in comparison of 49.33% preceding, which is declined, slightly declined by 2.3%. Profit before tax of current year is 82.62 crores comparing to 32.7 crores, means a hike of 152%, and the same is current quarter of 20.4 in comparison to 21 crores QOQ basis, and that was 14.6 crores YOY basis. Now, coming on the figures of profit after tax, the company stands at 67.5 crores in whole year in comparison to 15.9 crore for the whole last year, giving together different picture due to the situations getting normalized after COVID impact in the preceding year. While in quarter comparison, the same stand at 30.23 crore in comparison of 12.63 crores on a QOQ basis at 8.15 crores on YOY basis. The reason such high huge rise quarter-wise, apart from the business profit, that the company has of the tax benefit under Section 80IA of Income Tax Act for this quarter in respect to operations of ICD company at Tumb, Gujarat location. As per the provision of Act, we are allowed to 80IA benefit any of the 10 continuous year out of 15 years, starting from the year when the operations have begun, which is in FY 2016-17, in case of ICD at Tumb. So the 80IA option is exercised in the sixth year in 2020-21. After analysis of possible impact on the tax outflow for coming 15 years, including current year, and for we needed to wait till last quarter to see whether it is beneficial to take the 80IA benefit or not. And which after that exercise, we concluded that we'll have to take the benefit from this current year. Coming to the area of new projects development continuing at Morbi, the current completion stage of the aforesaid project is around 40%, and the management is contemplating to complete the terms of LOI by the timeline and make the ICD operational by the time. The purpose of new ICD is to have better connectivity and network to serve the customers better in domestic as well as the exim market. Management is of opinion that the new facility will be acquire new customers and increase the profitability of the company. The company hopes to start operationally lately in third quarter of FY 2022-23. After analysis of above points, I would like to hereby state that company's performance is in a growth of revenue was almost at par with slightly decline, but on a high profitability from the corresponding years. Looking at this, company hopes to sustain the operations and profitability in coming two quarters, beyond which its profitability is improved and profit is also going in a higher side. Now I just wanted to be open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Miraj, individual investor. Please go ahead.
सर मेरे को ये पूछने का जो ये मोरबी में नया नया प्लांट का जो स्टार्ट करने का है वो कब से स्टार्ट होगा नया कैपेक्स
उसका इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का काम चालू है और डेवलपमेंट ऑलमोस्ट 40% के ऊपर हो गया है और हम लोग ट्राई कर रहे हैं कि बारिश के पहले एटलीस्ट जो मिनिमम रिक्वायरमेंट फॉर नोटिफिकेशन होती है वो कंप्लीट कर लें। तो एक बार जब वो हो जाएगा तो उसके बाद हम लोग नोटिफिकेशन के लिए जाएंगे और उसका एक प्रोसेस होता है विच में टेक अराउंड 45 to 60 डेज। तो वी आर टारगेटिंग दैट के थर्ड क्वार्टर के पहले वो सारे इंटैक्ट हो जाए। थर्ड क्वार्टर मीन्स सेप्टेम्बर वाला जो क्वार्टर है उसके बाद मीन्स अक्टूबर ऑनवर्ड्स वी आर ट्राई टू रीचिंग आर टारगेट्स टू स्टार्ट ऑपरेशन। मतलब बिजनेस चालू करने के लिए हम लोग अक्टूबर के पहले कोशिश कर रहे हैं।
ओके सर, उसमें और उसके बाद जो स्टार्ट होने के बाद आपका जो ये डेप लेवल है वो डेप लेवल कब से स्टार्ट होगा डिक्रीज होने का?
उसमें कैसे है सर, अभी ये प्रोजेक्ट में तो इस साल और मेरा 100 करोड़ रुपया जो टोटल हमने एस्टिमेटेड किया हुआ है, 100+ ट्रेन जो हम लोग रिप्लेसमेंट का पहले भी हमने लास्ट क्वार्टर में भी बोला है, तो 150 करोड़ के लगभग का एडिशनल एक बार ऐड होगा। बट उसकी वजह से जो मेरा इन टोटलिटी प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी एट मोरबी और बॉम्बे और वापी वापी भी अभी हम लोगों का ग्रोथ पाथ पे ही है। ईयर ऑन ईयर अगर आप कंपेयर करोगे और CFS भी जैसा हम सोच रहे थे पास्ट क्वार्टर में कि CFS का बिजनेस एक बार सेचुरेशन पे आ गया है, बट लास्ट 2 क्वार्टर से हम लोगों ने ये इवेल्युएट किया है कि CFS वाले बिजनेस में भी हम लोगों को ग्रोथ मिल रहा है। कंपेरेटिवली लास्ट 2 क्वार्टर अगर आप देखोगे तो एकदम सेचुरेशन पे था या डाउन टारगेट साइड था। मतलब बिजनेस वहां पे भी पूरी तरह हम लोग सोच रहे थे कि आफ्टर DPD बिजनेस पूरा खत्म हो जाएगा, बट वैसा प्रैक्टिकली हुआ नहीं है। और सब ओवर एंड ऑल अगर हम देखेंगे तो हमारा टारगेट है कि ये साल रेट बढ़ेगा, बट फ्रॉम नेक्स्ट ईयर ऑनवर्ड इट विल ग्रेजुअली डाउन। बट सामने इस साल भी मेरा जो रीपेमेंट है वो लगभग लगभग 100 करोड़ के लगभग का प्रिंसिपल रीपेमेंट हो जाएगा, तो ओवर एंड ऑल डेट जो है इस साल के डेट के कंपेरिजन में 50 करोड़ रुपए के लगभग बढ़ सकता है।
बराबर, और पूरा डेट फ्री कंपनी करने का आपका कब टारगेट है?
बिजनेस डिपेंड करेगा, अगर बिजनेस जितना जल्दी पिकअप करेगा उस हिसाब से हम लोगों का टारगेट है। पास्ट में भी हमारा हिस्ट्री रहा है कि हमने हमारा कोई भी लोन जो है वो टेंडर पूरा नहीं करता। अगर 10 साल का लोन अगर बैंक में दिया है तो हमारा कोशिश रहता है उसको हम 7 से 8 साल में चुका दें, और चुकाया है पास्ट में।
बराबर,
हमारा हमारा कोई भी बैंकिंग हिस्ट्री ऐसा है कि जिसमें हम लोगों को लोन अगर बैंक में दिया हुआ है तो उसका टेंडर हम लोगों का कभी कंप्लीट नहीं होता, और हम लोग कभी भी प्री पेमेंट पेनल्टी भी नहीं भराए। मतलब बैंक वो भी वेवर करता है बेस्ड ऑन आर पास्ट ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड, एक भी EMI हमारा कभी लेट नहीं होता है, डिले नहीं होता है। तो उस वजह से बैंक को भी एक कंफर्ट रहता है और हम लोगों का भी ये रहता है कि टेंडर कंप्लीट ना करे, जितना जल्दी हम लोगों का वहां पे कैश फ्लो और ये आ जाता है उतना जल्दी हम लोग उस बैंक का लोन चुकाते रहते हैं। आप देखिए पिछले 10 साल में कंपनी ने हमेशा कुछ ना कुछ नया बनाया ही है।
बहुत कंपनी में जो बने हैं, लेकिन जो शेयर होल्डर है उसको रिटर्न अच्छा नहीं मिला है।
हाँ, वो बात तो ऐसा है ना कि जब प्रॉफिट और नंबर सारे सब आएंगे तो वो भी होने लगेगा।
हाँ, तो ये क्वार्टर है आपका सबसे अच्छा क्वार्टर आया है ये साल का।
तो आफ्टर कोविड ये साल अभी तक क्या है, ओशन फ्रेट भी बहुत ज्यादा थे, वो ओशन फ्रेट अभी धीरे धीरे कम हो रहे हैं, तो मूवमेंट भी इनलाइन आ रहा है। ऑल्दो अगर आप देखेंगे लास्ट क्वार्टर से, मतलब अगर दिसंबर वाला क्वार्टर देखेंगे और मार्च वाला क्वार्टर अगर आप देखेंगे, तो उस क्वार्टर में डीजल का प्राइस ऑलमोस्ट 20% हाइक हुआ है, फिर भी कंपनी का प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी इंटैक्ट है।
नहीं, वो ये परफॉर्मेंस अच्छा है आपका। अब से आपको क्या लगता है, अब डाउन होगा कि अब से अप ही जाएगा परफॉर्मेंस?
देखिए, बिजनेस जितना हम सेल्स करते हैं उसके हिसाब से पिछले कोविड के बाद के हर क्वार्टर में आप देखोगे तो हम लोग ग्रेजुअली ग्रोथ ही कर रहे हैं, और हमारी भी इच्छा यही रहती है कि हम ग्रेजुअली ग्रोथ करें और स्टेडीली ग्रोथ हो सकती है। बहुत कोई एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी ग्रोथ हम भी एक्सपेक्ट नहीं करते, और फिर आ जाए तो हम लोगों की मेहनत उसी डायरेक्शन में रहती।
नहीं, सही बात है। और अब से कोई नया कैपेस करने का कोई प्लान नहीं है ना? अभी ये जो मोरबी वाला है वही एक है, बाकी है ना?
अभी तो मोरबी पे ही फोकस है सर।
बराबर, ओके, थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। The next question is from the line of Dinesh Kotecha from Craig. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. I just wanted to ask two, three questions. Number one is, you know, the total investment that we have made in the last two years is 282 crores nearly. That's for the cash flow. Now, are we reaping the benefits of that cash flow or that capex that we have made in the, or from when we shall get the full advantage of that 282 crores additional spend?
Your voice is not clearly audible, dear.
See, what I'm trying to say is that from the cash flow, I found out that we have spent 282 crores in the last 2 years for the capex. Now, when shall we get the full benefit of that cash flow, that capex that we have made?
So basically, in that context, I can say you, this industry itself is a heavy capex based industry. If we don't have an infrastructure facility with us, then we can't be achieve these kind of a numbers. So the question which you are saying, that the cash flow which will be free cash flow for the company, once the all project will be done, then after we'll be taking the benefit of the 100% cash flow, leaving the loan or the improving the efficiency of the working capital cycle.
So the last quarter results show that, you know, the tax benefits we have got up to the extent of 9.57 crores due to the deferred tax. And that is how we got a PBT of 29.99 crores. Now, why this sudden change of which you have made in the taxation under ATIA?
So basically what happens, ATIA policy which I told you, I am again repeating over there, the ATIA exemption itself is, you will get the benefit in the 15 years from inception of your operations, correct? So we start operations over there at a ICD in 2016-17. We'll have to wait for the profits which will be in line with the taxability of the provisions, correct? So till now, looking at the COVID, if the profit is higher than our expectations, then we'll have to take the benefit any of the 10 years out of 15 years, correct? So last year itself was very, you know, we were having a planning to take that benefit in 2019-20, because we got a sense in 2017-18 that profitability will be high. But due to COVID, there was not happened, correct? So we evaluate this year, till last quarter our profitability which was we assumed, we'll have to wait for the last quarter of this year. And then we evaluate for next 15 years, we did the exercise. If I'll be not going to take the benefit of ATIA, then what will be the position for the net tax outflow for next 15 years? So either I have a choice to take the general tax provision, or I will go into the MAT provision, ATIA.
Right.
After that exercise, we got to know, now we'll have to take that benefit. That's why we just make the, so ultimately I can say earlier my tax rate was 33%, which is now 18%.
Right. Sir, I also wanted to know the breakup of the turnover in terms of your segment-wise results of CFS, ICD, temperature control, warehouse and intermodal logistics services. Breakup of the sales.
So, presentation we have uploaded over there in a website. You can take from there. Before that, earlier also I we were given the fairly brief about the entire numbers.
Okay.
If you have further queries, you can directly call to the company again.
Sir, another thing is that container freight is, what is the, I mean, what is the capacity now that we are utilizing from the, whatever capacity we have got?
So we have altogether 1 million TEUs capacity, which is, on that we are almost on a 50% utilization overall.
This year, what have you planned for the capacity utilization?
Our target, after Morbi, our total capacity will be plus 1 million TEUs, and our target on the same side, on higher side, we are always in a growth path of 10% of capacity utilization. That may be the same number for current year.
Sir, can you give me also the number of, you know, new customers that you have got in the current year?
Doesn't matter.
Give me the customer percentage. Repeated customer.
In CFS or ICD, there are repeated customers, correct? Size customers, which I can add over here, like MG Motors are, MG Motor, JSW Steel, ArcelorMittal, they are the big clients for us. SmartChem, correct? MG Motor added in this year, and Morbi, we have already been talked about around 2,000+ clients for the tile as well as paper industries over there, chemical industries over there, and they might be added from third quarter of this year.
All right. Thank you very much, and wish you all the best, sir.
So much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for the good results. My question is regarding the top line impact. You see, quarter-on-quarter or year-on-year, on particular Q4, we see a dip in the top line. What is the specific reason, sir? Is it because of any capacity issues in terms of trains or what is the reason for the dip in the quarter?
Last quarter, there is a decline due to the Ukraine-Russia war. Some of our clients were having a fertilizers domestic business, and the main product for them is ammonia, which was not imported in the first quarter, which will remain the same for this quarter also. We are getting, you know, some kind of a slight insights from them that may start from the third quarter, second or third quarter from this year. That will again come to us. This is the only reason. Otherwise, if you see our EXIM as well as domestic volumes, only domestic volumes was declined by 15 crore, which is directly impacted to my top line.
Okay. You're adding four more trains, right, by May, or by more, four more trains. Will that be augmented to the existing capacity to carry more, or will you remove some of the lease trains?
No, capacity is enough with me. There's no problem of capacity.
Okay. Because we are adding some more trains in May, right, sir?
Some of?
You are adding some more trains, four more trains by May, 2022. That's what we heard in the last call.
Replacing the trains. We are not adding now. We are replacing the trains. Existing, we have a total, 14 trains, which out of that, two is owned by the company, 12 are on a lease. Nowadays, after Gati Shakti scheme proposed by the government, we are assuming that gradually we'll have to be migrate our lease trains to the ownership model. Because, once the Gati Shakti and PFT, the DFCC will be getting commenced or started, then we will have to replace any which ways. So we are just replacing those lease trains to our ownership trains.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I have one last question. So this is regarding the dedicated freight corridor, which potentially could come by this year end. So how do you foresee, like, in terms of the top line or, in case the PM, net profit, so with DFCC?
As all knows, after DFCC, the operational efficiency will be definitely much, much better from today's business model. Secondly, the benefit of freight, which is usually for the same tracks and after DFCC will be getting down, which will have to be passed on. Slight benefits we'll have to pass on to the customers, and the slight benefit will have to keep with us. That will definitely giving us a profitability improvement. The number, once the operations will start, then I'll be getting proper, you know, visualization on that once the DFCC will getting started.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, for this new CapEx, how much was the total CapEx plan and how much is completed as of now?
So, in totality, we have a 135 crores total CapEx, and out of which we have a tie-up with the Canara Bank of around 100 crores. So, rest company is giving by their cash flow. And I think so in totality for new CapEx, I will be going to add this year around 200 crores with replacement of trains. And 100 to 125 crores will be going to repay of the loans. So in totality, 75 crores capex will be, loan will be added this year, and total capex for that ICT is around 135 crores.
For ICT, sir, how much we have spent till FY22?
FY March 22, till March 22, we around 30 crores we had already been spent over there.
Okay, so total capex for that would be 165 crore approximately.
No, no, total capex will be 135. Out of that, 30 to 35 we have already been done in last year.
Okay, and the capacity will be 2 lakh, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, as you said, this new capacity will aid the margin improvement. So how do you see the margin trajectory going forward? Any color you can provide for the key growth drivers for the margins? If you can break it up down, that will be helpful.
So basically, if you see since last 2-3 quarters, if last quarter were no there, if there were no diesel hike or the Ukraine-Russia war issue, then it was definitely been a very positive side. But still, we did manage the business in very fantastic manner, and which will gradually going in a positive side itself. And after Morbi, I can say we'll add. We are targeting to add at least 50 crores from the first year revenue. This is our initial target, which was taken by the marketing team.
50 crore on the revenue side, you are saying?
50 crore in the revenue side, and there also maybe a profitability of around on a operating side will be around 24 to 25%.
Okay, so blended margins will
because the issue is what, you know, it will not be the first full year for operations, correct? So operations will be gradually up and running, and we will definitely try to start the ICD Morbi by third quarter, correct? We get only 2 quarters for this year.
Yeah. And sir, as the utilization at Morbi increases, assuming 2 to 3 years down the line, so what can be the margins possible there?
So margin today we are having around 24%, that we are targeting around 30% overall in next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, and the key growth driver for this improvement will be the Morbi
growth, existing ICD growth, as well as Morbi growth, as well as the cross-selling business for all three premises, Bombay, Vapi and Morbi.
Okay. Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to ask about this operating expense that you have shown in your income statement, right? So when I analyzed it, I found out that almost like operating expenses as to the percentage of sales has reduced by 4 to 5%. I just wanted to know what is the nature of the expenses or the operational efficiency that we have achieved that resulted in this fall of expenses, in spite of the revenue being almost flattish.
Yeah. So there are two major reasons. If you see, out of last quarter we did 217 crores versus this quarter we have around 204 crores. And majorly dip by domestic operations, as I told on the call. And the domestic operations are giving me a slightly lesser profit, but if my exim operations will be high, then the profitability will be improved, because in domestic market there is a price war and always will have to be competition with the local transporters too. This is the one main reason. Secondly, if you see, my operations via rail is improved, so the operations via rail versus road, comparably expenses will be in a slightly downside.
Okay.
So this is the key driver for the less trains which we handle, the operating cost will be getting little slightly higher side. The more trains we handle or the operations which we do by rail, that will be giving me a better profitability.
Okay. So, although
if you see last quarter, the diesel cost was almost increased by 20%, which is not 100% passed on till now. It will be passed on after June. So that also will be added in our profit from second quarter of this year.
Okay. So, but can't the company give a better breakup of what the operating expenses is, considering the fact that it is almost more than 60% of your total income revenue, and it has been categorized as only operating expense?
Yeah. So basically, if you see the whole year balance sheet, you can definitely get from there.
Okay. Fine, sir.
You can compare with the past year's balance sheet also. There's a full detail of the operating.
Right. I just suggested for a better, to understanding the quarterly numbers as to what has changed in terms of the expenses. But I get the idea. So I just wanted to ask you about this CAPEX that you're doing in Morbi. If I'm not wrong, so the amount is 135 crores and it is 10 lakh 1 million TEUs, right?
Yeah, 1 million TEUs. For Bombay and Vapi till now, after Morbi, it will be plus over there because in phase 1, when we start the notified area, it will be minimum 10 acres of area. At that time, we'll get to know what capacity will be added over there. So, over and all, we are making 2 lakh TEUs capacity over there. But we will get to know after notification of the ICD Morbi, then we will give it a fair idea about the exact capacity which will be built up over there.
Okay, means you mean after Morbi is commissioned, your total capacity would be 1 million TEUs, right?
No. Right away, I have a 1 million capacity. Out of that, around 4.74 lakhs is over there in Vapi and rest is from Mumbai.
Right. I got it. So, so in isolation, I wanted to know what the capacity of Morbi would be.
2 lakh. So Morbi, we are going to build up 2 lakh TEUs capacity with the railway PFT of domestic. Once the operational stage will get, then after we'll get to know how much we are going to use in a phase first.
Okay. So, assuming the fact that you get that clearance within 45-60 days, what would be the expected revenue in this year, and as well as what would be the peak revenue that comes from Morbi?
So we are targeting almost in the range of 50 crore in first year, and the peak revenue from Morbi will be in the range of around 400 crores.
Okay. And right. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from RS Capital. Please go ahead.
So, yeah, you said mention about 400 crores peak revenue from Morbi. Over what timelines can we expect this?
Next 3 to 4 years, we are targeting.
Okay. And so, in interaction, with government, what is the implementation of Gati Shakti? What are the key benefits that you are, or the industry can see over the next couple of years? What is the pace of progress?
Anybody will have to migrate into the Gati Shakti, and we are also trying to pitch off for that. Gati Shakti is having a benefit for the customer itself. They just that policy for the under the ease of doing business. So earlier PFT policy was having so many cost and so many different variations of the cost structure. In Gati Shakti, they waived off. Like, I can give you one of example. Like, there was a land licensing fee earlier with the PFT agreement, which is not now there in a Gati Shakti scheme. So, this is one of that benefit. Then, there was a cost for the establishment of the railway vehicles over there in a PFT. But, in Gati Shakti, they waived off. So these kind of small benefits they just give to the companies whoever is running a rail business or a PFT. We are also applied for the same, and I think so we'll get the approval in next 1 or 2 months.
So the net-net, what is the incremental margin benefit will you get due to this? Is there an incremental benefit when they're working capital?
Basically, our operating margins, if you see now, in the range of EBITDA level, if you see the 23 to 24%. Earlier also on calls, I told that our first target, primary target, after considering the DFCC, Gati Shakti, Morbi operations, our first target is that will have to be improved to 30%. This is our core target in a couple of years.
Okay. At the DFCC, by what timelines are you expecting full-fledged operations?
So there is no clear guideline on it. Once it will be, that announcement should be come from the government side actually.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Chopra from KIFS Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, so going ahead, what kind of tax rate we can work with?
18% from now onwards.
Till when?
It will be for next 5 years.
Next 5 years. Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, considering your utilization is 50% now, what is the expected utilization as for the FY 23 and 24 that you are targeting?
So, basically...
This is excluding Morbi. I don't want the Morbi here.
On peak, when we were having a CFS, we did have almost capacity of 310,000 till 2015. And in 2015-16 itself, we crossed 310,000. So I can say 100% also be possible, but it will all depends on the side of government policy, side of business volumes. Is there no problem with, if there was no problem of DPD with us, then our actual TU utilization of this total capacity may be more than 7 lakh TUs, which is now almost on a 50%. So we are targeting that gradually it should be in an improvement rate of 10% minimum. As I told you on the past questions also, that our core target on the improvement of in total profit numbers. Capacity may be here and there, but our target, core target is to achieve the 30% of the EBITDA.
Okay.
Sometimes what happens, not only on the IGM side, we are focusing on the domestic as well as the cross-selling business towards all three locations, correct? In that case, there may not be a IGM volume capability may rise, but domestic, if you see, we were having a 30 crore number, which is now almost into 100 crore change. So it might get more than that also.
Okay. Considering this container non-availability due to China and Russia, are we seeing that container pricing is being at peak, or is it looking like it will sustain at this level or maybe 10% lower? Because the historical rates have never been this high, right?
So basically, I can tell you on the ocean trade side, in last quarter and gradually now we have seen that ocean freight is getting down. It means the container availability is there on the market. That we are having our assessment.
Okay.
That will gradually have to improve, boss.
Right. So, can you give me a rough estimate as to how much percentage the rate is down from its peak rate, ocean rate?
I honestly won't give you any kind of a number on the ocean rate because we are not linked with the ocean rate right now.
Fair enough. Okay. This Morbi, ICD in Morbi. Do we have any agreements with clients lined up or already we have clients who are going to route their business through Morbi? Anything like this?
So basically,
the tiles and the chemical players.
So basically, we got understand from our marketing team, there is no such ICD over there in that region, in Saurashtra region. We were the first mover advantage. The issue, we had already been met almost 2,000 plus clients, and we got some fair sense almost from 1,200 to plus clients. They were ready to start business with us, but once we'll have to be going for the notification, and then also we'll get, because our marketing team is there itself in the Morbi region, our four people were there in the market, to finding, when we assess for the Morbi ICT, we were having only thought of our tiles market will be there, but there are cross-selling business also, because all tiles as well as the paper industry, chemicals have come to Mumbai. So once we are going to there and assess our visibility and viability over there with the client, then we got understand that industry is having also the watches companies, correct? So attraction is good. Clients were giving us true hopes. Once you will commence with the operations, with the efficiency, we will definitely come to you only. Because pricing, if I will be giving them a 10% less from the existing one, that also will be benefit for them. Today what happens, because in that region there is no ICD or the warehousing zone particularly, so what they will have to do operationally, they will have to take the empty container also from the various yards or from the port. After our ICD, that cost will be saving. First cost, which is the movement of empty containers, will be saved by the company or the vendors.
Okay. Okay.
It will impact more than 10%.
Okay. So considering the fact that you have had talks with a lot of clients, and also the overall ceramic industries look good in terms of domestic as well as exports, and we have heard that Morbi has done some kind of expansion as well. Net, so there is a lot of business. So as a company having a first mover advantage, you can obviously scale the business quite faster, right? So your initial target of 50 crores seems to be a bit conservative on that point.
Basically what happened, sir, based on our past experience at Wafi also, first year we did around 32 crores business. You got my point. So we are assuming that because we will get only the half year of this year after commencement of the operations, correct? So there might be a higher number, but this is our first target. It might possible we'll get the 10 to 15 crores business in the first month itself.
Right.
This will get the fair idea after we start the operations.
Okay, fine. Thank you, sir. That's all from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, this year how much trains we are replacing?
So this today, right now we have two trains owned by the company. One we are added already in this May month. This year we'll replace in totality 7 trains more.
Okay. So total 8 owned trains will be there at the year end.
So 10 trains may be owned by the company by the end of March 2023.
Okay.
Because unavailability is also the issue. In availability train, if I order today, then it will take more than 10 to 12 months.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Because pipeline is very strong. After Gati Shakti and DFCC, the vendors, there are only limited vendors. 4 or 5 vendors are only there. So if there is an availability, then definitely we will be go for that.
Okay. And sir, as you change to this ownership model, how much savings can this result for our operating expenses?
So I will give you the numbers on it. Now the lease change is almost in the range of 16 lakh rupees per month approximately. After ownership, the cost for the interest and the EMI principal repayment may be around 10 to 11 lakh. So 5 lakh rupees each train each month. So if I will add 4 trains, then it might be number of, I can say, around 2.5 crores per annum. This is the number which I am showing you with the current operations. If I'll have my own trains, then my operational efficiency will also be improved.
Right. Sir, apart from that, in the near term, what are the key risks do you foresee on the revenue and the margin side?
So key risk, I can say, last 3-4 years, we'll see COVID, after Ukraine-Russia war. There is no financial stability in current 2-3 years. So those are the risks which I can't predict. Otherwise, business-wise, we are targeting those. Every day we are going to meet new customers. Every day we are trying to make new venues, because we are having a facility. We are having three facilities over there in Mumbai. One is in Vapi, which is up and running good. Morbi is good attraction. So based on that, we can't foresee that there is any risk in the business. Apart from that, the scenario and the situations can't be visualized or take that call. What will be going in the market or industry? There may be policy changes also. So DPD we were never be having a thought of. But after DPD, CFS businesses were not only for me, for the entire industry was a nightmare.
Right.
These kind of risks we are evaluating now onwards. Till 2015, I can say that we were never be having a thought that this industry will be having any kind of a pain. But after DPD, we got understand. This any industry can be having a pain. It might be different terminology, but then they can be having any kind of thing or any kind of risk.
Right. And sir, diesel prices, any impact do you see in the coming quarter, Q1, etc., on the margins? Or we are covered as of now?
Yeah, definitely. In past two quarters, diesel prices were again high by 20%, which was not 100% transferred to the customers here. But as we discussed with the marketing team, and we are going to hike around 2-3% in this next 2 or 3 months, then after the diesel cost also will be never no impact for me. It will be 100% passed on to the customers.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you very much for this detailed answer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you so much to everyone for taking interest to the company, and we are hoping that in that kind of a situation, the company is doing good, and with your all wishes, we are going to achieve our targets very soon. Thank you so much. Thank you to Philip Capital also.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.